Today the lake at the bottom of the dimple is blacker than homemade sin. Not just reflecting the thunderheads massing overhead, but amplifying their mood. Every now and then a splinter of silver streaks across that obsidian-looking glass as lightning stabs out of the clouds overhead. The sound of thunder rolls through the congested sky west to east, like the wheels of some great stone bucca rolling down an alley in the sky. The pines and oaks and birches are still, and all the world holds its breath. All shadows have disappeared. The birds have fallen silent. Overhead, another of those great wagons rolls its solemn course, and in its wake, hark, we hear an engine. Soon enough, John Cullum's dusty Ford Galaxy appears with Eddie Dean's anxious face rising behind the wheel and the headlights shining in the premature gathering dark. 2. Eddie opened his mouth to ask Roland how far they were going, but of course he knew. Turtleback Lane's south end was marked by a sign bearing a large black one, and each of the driveways splitting off lakeward to their left bore another higher number. They caught glimpses of the water through the trees, but the houses themselves were below them on the slope and tucked out of sight. Eddie seemed to taste ozone and electric grease with every breath he drew, and twice patted the hair on the nape of his neck, sure it would be standing on end. It wasn't, but knowing it didn't change the nervous, witchy feeling of exhilaration that kept sweeping through him, lighting up his solar plexus like an overloaded circuit breaker, and spreading out from there. It was the storm, of course. He just happened to be one of those people who feel them coming along the ends of their nerves, but never one's approach as strongly as this.